Amen. Be seated, please. And you can be turning your Bibles, please, to Romans 15. We'll end up there in a little bit. Oops. Okay. Happy New Year. Amen. Wow, I was getting emotional seeing, being reminded of all those people. You know, doing in 2016, there were 44 people baptized or restored here in the New Jersey region. Very, very encouraging, very exciting. We do welcome you. If you're a guest, we normally meet at 10, and if you got here at 10, we're sorry. Or if you're part of us and got here at 10, you got some great fellowship. Next week, we'll be back 10 o'clock like normal. Also, we got kids in here today. Kids are awesome. If you're visiting with us, generally, normally, we have classes for our kids during our worship service. And we'll start that again, a new rotation next Sunday. And by the way, those of you who just finished teaching a rotation, thank you. Stand up just a minute. Our teachers who are back with us after this rotation. Stand up. All right. Thank you so much. And welcome back. I want to thank again Curtis and Carla for the visual presentations today. Ball Serviano, you know, took a bunch of those pictures of small groups, and they got all put together, and it's awesome. I got a few things on the screen. Now, you know, the last couple Sundays, Ross preached, Rob preached. They did a great job. Stuff on the screen. I noticed the background. They had all these Christmas lights and really beautiful presentations. I got just the facts. But I'm getting there. I've come a ways. So, amen. And as Rob mentioned, there's some food in the cafeteria following our service. That's compliments of the Edge Ministry, leftovers from their party last night. Amen. So they decided to share with us some stuff. So I don't know what's back there. First come, first serve. Amen. But thank you to the Edge Ministry for sharing with us today. We appreciate that. We are glad to begin this year, 2017, together here worshiping God at Clifton High School. You know, we've been here regularly 5 years now. We began meeting here all the time in January of 2012, 5 years ago. And we've been grateful to have this place as our home. And we're really grateful to begin this year. As Rob said, looking back a little bit and looking ahead a little bit. The month January is named for the Roman god, small g, as we know, not a real god, but the Roman god Janus, who had two faces, one looking back, one looking ahead. They went two different directions. And that's kind of the way January is and this time of the year is. We look back a little bit, and for us as Christians, we think about the things God has done, and we look forward to seeing what God is going to do in our lives and in our church in this coming year. 2016. History now, as of midnight last night. If you were up watching the ball drop or whatever, if you went to bed and woke up, it is a new year. You know, 2016, like all years, had some triumphs, some joys that God brought into our lives, had some challenges, had some sorrows. Many lost loved ones. We lost members of our congregation in 2016 who've gone on to the next life. But like every year, there are things that happen that are serendipity blessings that we didn't expect and pitfalls that we didn't expect. But one thing we know is God is God, and God has taken care of us and watched over us and blessed us in so many ways. We've seen a little bit of the highlights of the year. It's great to see again all those the small groups, except the campus. Amen. We'll get you up there sometime. But it's exciting to see just our different ministries. The children's ministry, thank you again to their teachers, but just continues to grow and improve. And started this year with the new setup and the stations and all those things that everybody just seems to love. And we definitely thank the Armstrongs and the Garrisons and so many people involved in the children's ministry. And Gloria, you didn't ask me if you could leave. I don't know about that, but Gloria's definitely been involved in the children's ministry for a long time. You know, we got a preteen ministry. Got preteen kids here scattered throughout. Got a young teen ministry. Amen. Okay, we'll hear from them. Teen ministry, campus ministry. Amen. Edge, that's singles. Married people, you know, amen. We're here. And I think in every way, in every category of life that you're in every ministry you're part of, we've seen God work in some encouraging and challenging ways as we think about the things that happened in 2016. There were the usual things that happened, but they're still special. Preteen, young teen camp. Russ and Sari and crew did it again. He keeps saying he's going to retire, and we keep saying, we'll see. I don't mean retire from ministry. I mean preteen camp. After 20 years, how could you retire? You know how to do it all now. But it was exciting. All the young people that went, teen camp, amen. Ross and Manami got their inauguration and leading teen camp with a baby on a hip. And a great time again. Things that happen every year, but still were special. So many of us got to go to St. Louis this year for the REACH conference. Between 17 and 18,000 people gathered, worshiping God, hearing messages, fellowshipping with each other. For Mary Lou and me, who've lived a long time, that's not what I was going to say. We have lived a long time. A lot of different places is what I was trying to say. It's exciting to see people that you've known a lot of different places throughout the church. One day at lunchtime, my appointment fell through. I just walked from the hotel across to the convention center and back and forth, about 2 hours, just stopping and talking to whoever I ran into that I knew. It was so exciting. Thought, heaven's going to be like this. So many great things of the year. You're to be commended to again, it happens every year, but still God blesses your sacrificial hearts with our special contribution. This group right here gave more than $250,000 for the work of the church and the missions for 2016. And come June, we'll get to do it again. Amen. We appreciate your consistency in our weekly offering. It's dipped here and there, but we've done what we needed to do. So many things, small groups, activities, so many different things that happened. And you know, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, every week there are countless untold acts of service that happen in our church. People loving each other. People taking care of each other. People meeting each other's needs. People being like Jesus. So, the year's over. Here we go in the new year. We as a little ministry staff, we want to help meet your needs. Rob mentioned a survey. The survey is actually a little broader than just a marriage retreat. It's just about how you feel about kind of some stuff in the church. So you'll receive it via email. If we have your email address, I think it'll go to everybody. It'll go to the small group leaders, so please make sure everybody has one. It's something you can forward. You just reply. It's anonymous. We just want to know how you feel about where we are, where we're going. This is a big group. We're grateful for that. There are, I think, about 620 of us or so now. It's exciting to see if you know everybody's name. Oh, my goodness. The Lord knows, though. And that's why we're grateful for our small groups and our midweek groups and the ways that we stay connected even in this larger group. So what's 2017 going to bring? Come on, yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me. I do know this. There'll be some great blessings. I do know this. There'll be some unanticipated things that happen, both good and bad, although how you even define good and bad sometimes is difficult, isn't it? There'll be some things happen where like, wow. There'll be some things that may happen like, ow, but you know what? Jesus is Lord. And we know that we serve a great God. A God who, as Russ said earlier, has created us and then turned around and bought us again. And we appreciate that. I want to mention some things that are coming up. And this is kind of a little infomercial, I guess, about the year. And we'll look at a verse together in just a few moments. As we think about 2017, Rob has mentioned a couple of these things already. We're deliberately mentioning them again. Some of this will be new to you, though. You know, every year we have a theme for the year. It's been greater. It's been I will. It's been all about Jesus. It's been a lot of different things. Okay, you ready for 2017? Ready for the big unveiling if I hit the button right? Truth. That's a good theme, isn't it? Truth. There's a lot of confusion in our world. There's a lot of confusion in our religious world. We're going to be talking about truth. And obviously from that theme, we can go a lot of directions and talk about a lot of different things. But we are very excited about something we're going to do in the first half of the year that really we haven't done before as a whole church. And that's, we're going to spend about half of the year on Sundays looking at one book. And that's going to be the book of Romans. And we're going to look about the truth. The truth about God, the truth about grace, the truth about sin, the truth about salvation, the truth about faith. And I'm really excited about this. Several years ago, we studied Ephesians, but it was a much shorter time. But we're going to pretty much spend every Sunday until the end of June in the book of Romans. We'll stop here and there, marriage retreats, and a few things that will distract us. But I encourage you to go ahead and start reading the book of Romans, even if you're reading something else in your quiet time. Obviously, this will not be a totally exhaustive study, but we're really excited. The teachers will be Russ and Ross and Rob and Larry, the one that doesn't have an R in the beginning. But we're excited about studying it together with you in the first part of the year, beginning pretty soon, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Let me share with you again some things that are coming up. All right, January. Here we are, January. Men's Prayer Night. Rob mentioned this. This is for all the brothers. Normally, we'd start men's midweek this week because we're starting midweeks, but instead, all the men of the church, young and old, are going to meet together Friday night and pray. We'll be at the St. Paul's building and Morris Plains. We go there frequently. We'll go till midnight, whoever can stay that long. And we'll have a pot of coffee and we'll have great fellowship. But most importantly, we're going to begin calling out to God, honoring Him, praising Him, but acknowledging our dependence on Him. So, brothers, we'll start at 7:30, Friday night. Get there when you can and stay as long as you can. We look forward to a great time together this coming Friday night. Then next Sunday, you know, generally, we, the first Sunday of the year, have a time of just real worship and song and prayer and scripture. We decided to do that next Sunday instead of today so that we could kind of catch up on the year. You know, we usually do that the last Sunday of December, and that was Christmas, and you got it. So next Sunday, we look forward to really worshiping God in song and scripture. And then midweeks begin for the women on the Tuesday night, the 10th, and Wednesday night, the 11th. I'm very excited to know that these two groups, the Montclair group and the Saddlebrook group, I don't know if we're going to call it Saddleclair or Montbrook or something, but anyway, are coming together and going to meet together for midweek. That will, I think, just help us be closer to each other. And we do appreciate those of you who've been meeting on Wednesday night, now moving to Tuesday night. And I know that Russ has mentioned to you, if you can't do that because of a job, then you come on to Morris Plains until you can get that changed if possible. But we're very excited. So now we're going to have, for the married people, two midweek groups, one meeting in Montclair and one meeting in Morris Plains, one on Tuesday night and one on Wednesday night. And then the teen lock-in. I know we keep mentioning it, but you need to register. You need to pay and register. It's not much money. You get supper, you get all night stuff, but that's just a highlight of the year for our teens. We have several hundred teens that literally get locked in to Clarkstown South High School and stay up all night. Some of us go and stay to 11:30, maybe not all night, definitely, but just a very, very, very special time. I didn't put on this calendar. It's on this calendar then that on January 16th is our Martin Luther King Day of Service. I realized later I didn't put it on here, but that's a very important day. It's kind of, we always do this. Martin Luther King Day is not just a day off work. It's a day for us to make a difference. And we'll be going to Camden Street School. There's some information on the back of your newsletter about that. All right. Here we go. January. I mentioned we're going to study Romans. We, the brothers who are going to be teaching this, said, okay, let's get the pro in here to kick it off for us. So Dr. Steve Kennard, who is our teacher for the New York City Church, is going to be with us on January 22nd, and he's going to give us kind of the introduction to the book of Romans, and that will be a really great time. I'm very excited, particularly as we focus on the grace of God. All right, January 29th, we get to all meet together at the Expo Center. Isn't it kind of cool we do this in New Jersey now? Just like the Giants and the Jets. Well, the Jets, I don't know. Anyway, but, you know, they play in New Jersey. And we get to have the New York City Church of Christ in New Jersey. On January 29th, we've got two opportunities for the whole church to be together this year. I'll get to that in a minute. That again will be at 11 o'clock, but just an exciting time. All right. Got to put in a big plug for the marriage retreat. We got almost 400 married people. And we've got how many rooms available? 130 something? I don't know. So times two is 260. That means you got to go fast. You got to get registered, or you'll be left out. So, go online. Okay, Christmas is over. I know maybe you haven't gotten all the bills, but at least you can think about something new. We're very excited to have Jim and Teresa and James and Zalika come and speak to us. As we were planning this marriage retreat, you know, sometimes we bring speakers from other places, and that's great. And we realize we've got some great people in the ministry, in the New York City Church, that we don't get to hear from very much, at least here in New Jersey. So we're very excited to have Jim and Teresa and James and Zalika share with us, instruct us. It's going to be at the Hyatt in Morristown, Hyatt headquarters, Morristown. We've been there before. Great hotel, great location, all of that. You can't go if you don't pay. Amen. So go online and register. And then just so you know on your calendar, some things that aren't listed on your newsletter yet. On March 10th, that's a Saturday, all of our marriages are going to have a workshop because we're not going to be able to get everything done on the 11th and 12th. No, it's kind of different focus. Jeff and Florence Sackinger are coming from Southern Connecticut Church. We're going to have a marriage day workshop, particularly about helping other people become Christians and just some great things they're going to share with us. Okay, stay with me. All right. Something new you don't know about also. In March, we have, about a dozen deacons who are responsible for various things that go on in the church. And we appreciate the work that all of you do in serving in so many ways and so many things, you know, just on any given Sunday. So many things go on behind the scenes just for us to be able to be here and worship together. We have a health empowerment group headed up by our deacon, Dr. Marcus Williams, and they are sponsoring it's kind of a seminar entitled Restoration of the Heart. Wow, that's an intriguing title, isn't it? It's going to be conducted by Steve Brand and Jim Long. Steve Brand is a therapist in the Atlanta area. Many of us know him. Jim Long, that's the same Jim Long that used to live here. Some of you know Jim Long? Yeah, amen. Study the Bible with you, huh? Amen. They are going around doing this workshop. It's going to be Friday night, March 24th, and Saturday all day, March 25th, and then they'll continue here. It's free. It's costing us a lot of money, but we're offering it to you free. You'll need to register because their space is somewhat limited and they've got some information to send you. We'll tell you more about it. Just want you to save the date. We'll be over at the Fairbridge Inn, used to be Ramada, in East Hanover, where we've met for a lot of different things. Friday night and Saturday, it's open for all of us. College, everybody, any who wants to go. Again, we won't have room for everybody. I think the maximum is 350 over there or something. Anyway, but this will be just a real life-changing time as we think about the truth, really, and being what God wants. Okay, a couple of more things I mentioned. June 11th is our annual special contribution, about the same time of the year it's been before. Teen camp in the middle of July. Preteen young teen camp the week after that. Amen. Also, Labor Day weekend will be another youth and family conference. You know, we sponsored one here in Brooklyn, you remember, in 2013. This conference has grown. It's for more than just youth workers, youth leaders. There are parents, tracks for parents, tracks for single parents, adoptive parents, children's ministry, a lot of different things. We'll give you a website you can look at, or you can go on Disciples Today and find out more about that. It is in Denver, Labor Day weekend, but several of us will be going. Just wanted you to put that on your calendar. If you think you would like to go, able to go, Ross can give you more information about it, but that will be an exciting thing at the end of the beginning of the fall, the end of the summer. And we'll tell you this, in the summer, we'll be meeting in two locations again, part of the July and August, and we'll give you all that stuff. We love this place except in the summer when it's very, very warm. All right, one more thing. We get another congregational service in October. I am very excited. I've been pushing for this. It's expensive, but it's worth it. So instead of one this year, we have two. January 29th and October 1st, we get to go to the Expo Center and be all together as a church. Okay, let's look at this verse. We're going to close in just a minute. I hope you're excited about the year and the things that we anticipate God doing. I know there'll be many people who will become Christians. There'll be small groups. If you noticed on those slides, some of those small groups are not really defined as small anymore. Amen. So hopefully there'll be some more groups formed. There's just a lot of exciting things that will be happening. Again, next Sunday, we'll start our new rotation. So you bring your kids and take them to cafeteria as usual. Thank you in anticipation for a new crop of teachers. We'll have our worship service and we'll just continue through the year. I picked this verse in Romans and we'll look at it for just a minute and we'll conclude today. As Paul wrote this letter to Christians that he was connected with through the blood of Christ, but he didn't know them. He knew a bunch of people there that a bunch of greetings that he sent, but apparently when he wrote this, he had not yet been to Rome. But he had a lot of instructions, and again, you're going to be very stirred, I believe, by a focus on the grace of God and our faith in Jesus and what he's done for us as we look at Romans. And you know, Paul was prompted by the Holy Spirit, obviously, but I love it when he just has to stop and say something good. Not that it's not all good, but sometimes he just has to stop and express either thanks to God or a prayer for God. And I think this is a great prayer for us for the year. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you what? Trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants to fill us with joy and peace, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what our obstacles, so that we can overflow with hope. Don't you love that? Hope. Hope. You know, for a lot of people, the turning of the year is not necessarily a hopeful time. And again, we don't know what's going to happen this year. Our hope is not that we'll have more money or, you know, that'd be nice. Or my hope is definitely not that I'm going to look better. That's beyond, you know, anything I can do at this point. Thank you. Yeah, my friend Mark. You know, our hope is a very real hope. The ultimate hope that, you know, whatever happens, we get to go to heaven. But whatever happens in this life, we are shielded by God. No temptation has seized you except what's common to man. He's faithful, will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. And when you're tempted, he'll provide a way of escape. That's an amazing promise. We have God's Spirit in us. We have the assurance that, as Paul also said to the Corinthians, we live by faith, not by sight. And we're trusting in the one who sees and knows it all. And so may the God of hope fill us with joy and peace. I'm going to ask the singers to come up, and Lewis as well, as we begin to close out here. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. You know, as I said before, we got a bunch of kids in here. Thank you for being so well behaved. Amen. And Lewis is going to pray for us in just a minute, my fellow brother elder. And just a brief prayer to thank God for 2016 and ask God's blessings on 2017. And then we're going to sing a kid's song, but it's a grown-up song too, because it's about joy. And that's what this verse says. We want God to fill us with all joy, and that's his promise. So, amen. Lewis is going to pray, and then we're going to sing about having joy down in our hearts. And then we'll have some fellowship, and if you get to the cafeteria in time, some food. Amen.
Let's pray together. O Lord, our God, when we in awesome wonder consider all you've made, the sun, the moon, the stars, and that you took the time to form us and you made us wonderful. And Father, then you bought us back. You redeem us so that we can have eternal life with you. Father, not only that, you want to be our father, our shepherd, our guide, to take care of us as a father would the children he loves. Father, that is what gives us hope. That is what makes us feel special. That is what makes us look back at the year and marvel at the things that we're able to do. It is what makes us look back at the year and even the challenging times that we were able to overcome. Father, it is what inspires us that we can look ahead, because your mercy and your grace is new every morning. And so when we fall down, we can rise again, because you will lift us up. Father, give us the humility that it will take for us to surrender, that you can really lift us up. Father, we have many plans for this year. Many things are set before us to help us to mature for works of service in your kingdom, so that we can be of benefit to each other, so that we can comfort each other, so that we can help each other as we run this race, so that we can have others on our mind. And Father, so even this morning, we pray for Tina Clark. We pray for Sonia Williams as they are addressing medical issues in their lives. But we know that you are the ultimate healer. You heal our spirits. You heal our bodies. And you have given us to serve one another and to take care of each other, so we receive comfort from one another. And Father, those are the things that continue to inspire us, to give us hope. Father, fill us with your spirit so that we can have the peace that comes from your spirit in us and can be overflow with joy and with hope. We love you. We put these things before you, Father, and we just pray for surrendered hearts and mind so that you can really lead us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.